Good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you shouted for joy yet? That's good if you have done it, for we face all the difficulties when we shout for joy. We believe the Lord is in control of all things. I have shouted for joy to the Lord that the Lord is holding all authority in heaven and on earth. The Lord has spoken these words to the disciples after he is risen from the dead. He declared this truth before he proclaimed the Great Commission to them. Abba has given all the authority to him. My heart is so happy, for I know that the Lord has won the victory. He has defeated the devil and the enemies for us. We can overcome the devil for sure, for the Lord has given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. We can be at ease. We can go to all lands and make disciples of the Lord in all nations. Recently, I have had prepared a message about the prophecies in the Bible. I think of the situation of the world. Man is getting more and more corrupted. Whether the sin of man or the natural disaster, earthquake, epidemic, these things. In addition, with the suppression from political power, then I know many people will suffer. The brothers and sisters in the church will face the greater difficulties. Even the persecution they have to suffer. Though I do not want brothers and sisters to suffer. In fact, I know the prophecies from the Bible will be fulfilled, and the Lord has comforted me at once. I thought of a verse in the Gospel according to Matthew. I knew the Lord in heaven is holding the authority for the church. Whatever comes upon us is approved by the Lord. Hence, my heart is comforted. And I like to sing a hymn in Hymnal 2, Song 60, is finished and seat at my right. Shall we sing this song?
Seat at my right, my Father's glad response to, it is finished. He has given the Lord all authority. Highly exalt him and given him the name which is above all names. Oh, how precious, forever I'm joined to the Lord. It is finished, the Lord Greg's proclamation. Full victory, his victory now becomes my victory. By him I am rich. The Lord is pleased to share with me all his glory. I'll sit with him on his throne till eternity.
I hope you have time to be still and respond to him. Or you can sing another hymn to worship the Lord. Let's have some time to draw near to the Lord face to face. You can stop the recording and we'll read the Bible when you're done. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, we read in the letter to Philippians, chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 18. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, Every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. Even if I'm to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I'm glad and rejoice with you all. Likewise, you also should be glad and rejoice with me. The letter to Philippians is a letter filled with joy. It also teaches us how to rejoice. As I mentioned before, the words like joy, glad, rejoice, happy appeared at least 16 times. That means, on average, it has the words related to joy 4 times in each chapter. In fact, there is a lot in the letter to Philippians chapter 2. You can count and see how many specific words related to joy in this chapter. Besides, it is about joy, the experience of Paul. This letter was about the unity of love among the brothers and sisters. Paul hoped the brothers and sisters in Philippi. God also was hoping us to live out the essence of God's house. How can we live out the essence of God's house? In order to build a church in the will of God, the unity of love in the house, may the Lord open our spiritual eyes so we have a better understanding of the letter to Philippians and our witnesses. We're willing to walk according to the Bible by the Lord in order to live out the essence of God's house, to please the hearts of Abba and the Lord. You see, the joy of Paul was complete for the brothers and sisters of Philippi because of their unity of love. Paul mentioned in the letter to Philippians chapter 2, verse 2, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Brothers and sisters, I hope we live out the word of Christ in this generation, not only for the sake of the world to know God, but to satisfy Abba and the Lord most. How wonderful that the Lord has given us the most glorious and treasurable goal in life, to be in love with God and to live out and establish the house of God are the meaning of our life and our goals. We shall know that the letter to Philippians was written by Paul to the church in Asia. Especially, it was a letter for the brothers and sisters in Philippi, Laodicea, and Hierapolis. Paul already mentioned in chapter 1 that he missed the brothers and sisters in Philippi very much, and often prayed for them and thanked God greatly for them. Not only God protected them, they were more prosperous and continued to preach the gospel. Paul had full confidence because of the prayers of the Philippian brothers and sisters and the grace of God. He could be with them again to work and struggle side by side for the gospel. Thus, he hoped that the brothers and sisters in Philippi would be full of faith when he saw them again, and they were not afraid of the terror from the enemy. And the most important was that the brothers and sisters in Philippi had the same mind and stood as one, strive side by side for the faith of the gospel. Thus, Paul said at the beginning of the letter to Philippians chapter 2, verse 1, so if there is any encouragement in Christ, the word so tell us that the letter to Philippians chapter 2 follow chapter 1 and should not be separate. Since the Philippians brothers and sisters knew that the grace of God was so great and how good was the gospel, they were all very blessed to be able to stand until now. They should keep their hearts of unity and love and persevere to the end. Paul said this time, being of the same mind in Christ, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. In fact, I think it's easy for us to understand what Paul meant. We all have to be of the same mind and love one another. Yet, what attracts me is that being in Christ, as we all know that the meaning of being in Christ is very abundant. It must include that we are saved from sin and that we are forever united with the Lord and have the closest relationship with Abba. Brothers and sisters, as Paul said, if there is any encouragement in Christ, it seems that it is actually not just we ourselves are blessed and we are saved in Christ, but also for living in the church and living in this fellowship of love. We love one another with brothers and sisters. Paul spoke of encouragement, comfort, participation, any affection and sympathy have a target. It is not about ourselves, but about the relationship with brothers and sisters. Thus, brothers and sisters, our salvation is not just for going to heaven. What is it for? It is for living in this house with brothers and sisters and loving one another. I find the heart was like an island before our conversion. But now, we believe in the Lord. Your heart is no longer an island. Our hearts are connected together. Trusting the Lord is like a series of bridges binding us together. And this connection is the connection of love. We already have this closest relationship. Yet, if we like to enjoy it and live it out, we need the utterance. If there is no expression of love, how can we enjoy it? Therefore, Paul taught us how to enjoy this deepest relationship in the letter to Philippians chapter 2. Satisfying the heart of God will make our hearts the happiest. Here it mentioned not only there is a target for encouragement, comfort, participation, affection, and sympathy, but we have to express it with a target, but the specific actions need to be taken. As Paul said, if there is any encouragement, which is some words moved by God in heart. Furthermore, any comforts from love is the feeling of brothers and sisters who are in need. You may be sad that you care about him. Similarly, any participation in the Spirit is that you are moved by the Holy Spirit and you really like to share it. Lastly, any affection and sympathy are that your heart is moved and you like to share the love of God. It's better for you to take action. Paul reminds us four things. I deeply feel that Paul did not want to instruct us what to do, but to remind brothers and sisters. It's better to take action rather than just your heart being touched. To love brothers and sisters specifically is not just about these four things. If you are inspired to remind brothers and sisters, then do it out of love, for you feel you need to pray for him. Don't just think, but pray for him. You should take action if you're moved. Brothers and sisters, it is so practical to live in this house. We shall love practically, but not just in words. Not only do we express our love in words, but in your actions and in your honesty as well. Is it so difficult to love in unity? Well, I don't think it's easy. The hardest is when man only cares about himself. Selfishness. How can we love one another in selfishness? If he only cares about his own affairs, how can he care about others? He can't even achieve unity. Is there no way to achieve love in unity? Paul taught us in the letter to Philippians chapter 2, verse 2 to verse 4, how we can lift out the heart of unity in love. Firstly, Paul mentioned being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Then how we can achieve them? The mind of every individual is different. Being in full accord and of one mind can be achieved when we all think of the Lord. To think of the Lord, think of his love, think of his will. Then our mind and our love are the same. Next, Paul said we should be humble and not only look after ourselves, but also take care of others. Simply speaking, Paul was telling us not to be self-centered or selfish. But how can we not be selfish? I think we all know we will not be selfish only when we trust in the Lord. Then we're able to love. Ultimately, Paul asks us to go before the Lord and be compelled by his love in order to follow him, and we are filled with love like the Lord. We are able to love Abba and brothers and sisters. In other words, the secrets of Paul was the same. He had a close relationship with the Lord so that he could love. There is no other secret. The best way to satisfy the heart of God in the Bible is to live out the meaning of love in unity, which is in Christ. We must live a life of union with the Lord, and let the love of the Lord encourage you. Paul mentioned in a letter to Philippians chapter 2 verse 5, "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus." What does it mean? In fact, the original meaning of this word mind are thoughts and ideas. And thoughts and ideas include our emotions and thoughts in our life. In general, it includes our values and our attitude towards life. Brothers and sisters, we shall imitate the Lord and follow Christ. What kind of thoughts and ideas did the Lord have? We should cooperate with him. What the Lord thinks should be our thinking as well, and let the Lord be our influence. Instead of letting others be our influence with the values of this world, we must be inspired by the love of the Lord day to day. And Paul talked about the seven levels of humiliation of the Lord Jesus in chapter 2, verse 6 to verse 8. We know exactly what are the thoughts of Christ, these seven levels of humiliation. What does he value? What is he going to do? Let us have the same mind as Christ Jesus once renewed and understood it. It is not vague nor illusory at all. As long as we see the Lord and understand him, then we know how to follow the Lord. It's not following his behaviors outwardly, but our spirits are similar to the Lord's. This is how we have the same mind as Christ Jesus. Thus, brothers and sisters, we must walk on the paths in which we draw near to the Lord daily, living with the Lord day and night, walking with the Lord 24 hours a day. Then we can live out the will of the Lord and satisfy his heart. In the letter to Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to verse 8, talk about the seven levels of humiliation of the Lord. It is worthy for our meditation and take time to enjoy the meaning. It's about the heart of the Lord to Abba, the heart of the Lord to us. I remember I have shared this passage of the scripture before in a channel of Dream from the Brook. Thus, I won't repeat again. Why don't you tell us and share with us the seven levels of humiliation of the Lord? The Lord has already done it for us. Can we imitate the Lord? Sure, I don't mean we follow the Lord to be crucified on a cross, but we obey God and love God as the Lord. The Lord Jesus loves every brothers and sisters with his self-denying love. Every brothers and sisters are all purchased by the Lord Jesus with his life and his blood. The Lord treasures every one of us. Thus, we must love our brothers and sisters like the Lord and cherish every one of them. In verse 8 mentioned, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. We can't help but think that is the salvation that the Lord Jesus crucified for us. But the focus is not about the salvation, but about the obedience of the Lord Jesus. It is the beauty of the Lord. How he loves Abba. I hope our hearts are drawn by the relationship between Abba and the Lord Jesus. Truly, the Lord Jesus trusts in all the arrangements of Abba. Since the plan of Abba was not very reasonable, not only the Lord had to walk a difficult way, but he was also humiliated. His body was severely wounded. The pain of the physical body was indescribable. There was the spiritual suffering as well as mentally. No one understood him, and even he was humiliated. Even he was abandoned by Abba. Yet he had not committed any sin. It seems the Heavenly Father was cruel. But have you ever thought that the Lord had not made a single complaint? He completely trusts in the plan of Abba. He even handed his soul into the Father's hand in the end. The Lord truly understands the heart of the Father. He knew that the will of the Father is this love dream to be accomplished, and we receive as Abba's dear children to be the members in this house. And the Lord himself loves us most. We are purchased by his precious life and blood. We are bestowed to him forever. Brothers and sisters, the Lord rather live on earth for us. He was more than happy to taste death for each of us. I thought of Paul once said to his brothers and sisters in Philippi. He was hard-pressed between the two. His desire was to depart and be with Christ, for that was far better. But what would he rather do? He would rather live on earth as it was more important for them. Even though he was suffering, he liked them to grow and be happy. The Lord loves us much more wonderful than Paul. The Lord was born for me, and he became a man forever. The Lord died for me, and he died on the cross in agony. And the Lord is risen, and he is living for me and lives forever in heaven for me. He prays for me and blesses me, and gives me the greatest blessing. One day he will come to take me up and share the endless spring with me. The Lord has devoted himself and loved you and me boundlessly. In the letter to Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 to verse 11 spoke of how beautiful, glorious, and obedient the Lord to God, the Father. Hence, the Lord is worthy to reign. Therefore, it is worthy of Abba to highly exalt him. The Lord Jesus has 7 levels of humiliation. Thus, the Lord Jesus is worthy for the perfect exaltation of God. Thus, verse 9 to verse 11 of this chapter was about the glory of the Lord. Some people said that verse 9 to verse 11 are the response of Abba to the Lord. I do agree with that. Some people also say that verse 9 to 11 are the 7 levels of the Lord's ascension. Since there are 7 levels of humiliation, there are also 7 levels of exaltation. Yet, I have some reservations about this statement, but I am running out of time to share other verses with you. However, I will share the meanings of the paragraphs for you. We have read from verse 12 to verse 18. Paul mentioned that the Lord has set an example for us. We should obey to the end, hold fast to the word of life to follow him, and work out the work of salvation. What Paul said in verse 12, work out your own salvation. It does not mean that we are saved by our works. It means that we trust on salvation to live out our life given by God, to live out the reality of faith, live out the effects of salvation, to live out the house of unity in one and in love. There are also many blessings brought to us by salvation. We shall live them out in life. Not only do we enjoy them, but the efforts can glorify God. This kind of effort can help others to know God. I really hope that I can work out the work of salvation with you and every brothers and sisters. I don't know any other work. That's enough for me to know this work, because it is invincible in the world. It's the work of salvation. And lastly, verse 19 to verse 30 show the love of Paul. Paul was sending Timothy and Epaphroditus to meet the brothers and sisters in Philippi. One of the reasons is that Epaphroditus was seriously ill and nearly died. The Bible mentioned that Epaphroditus was full of love. Epaphroditus was sent by the church in Philippi to take care of Paul. He worked and served as a soldier with Paul and provide for his needs. For he was ill, and Paul seemed to imply that Epaphroditus actually didn't want the brothers and sisters in Philippi to worry about him. How could Paul be so selfish? Paul mentioned in chapter 2, verse 27, indeed, he was ill, near to death. I was touched by this verse that there was love everywhere. The love of Epaphroditus, the love of the church in Philippi, the love of Paul. They didn't think of themselves, but others. They didn't seek their own interests, but those of Jesus Christ. And Paul even sent away Timothy to Philippi, who was helping him. This incident was so special. If you were in jail or under house arrest, it would be better for more people to comfort you, to take care of you and encourage you. But it was not the case for Paul. When he thought about the needs of the church in Philippi, he hoped to send Timothy quickly to be their help. Here, Paul used his own experience and his life testimony to tell what he mattered about Christ. What is the meaning of not seeking your own interests, but those of Christ Jesus? I hope we have this mind among ourselves, which is ours in Christ Jesus. Let us shine as lights in the world and hold fast to the word of life. Let's welcome the Lord's coming with the most joyful spirits. Brothers and sisters, that's all for my sharing. I hope that you will have time to be alone and quiet before the Lord, and to be close to Him. May the Lord bless you.